For I can't even persevere in prayer, but with Christ's help, I can do all things. For more information, visit my website, followingthetruth.com.
Did you know that your body has a theology? My husband once took a photo of me gazing out towards a beautiful sunset. My eyes were full of wonder as I admired the strokes of pink, orange, and yellow painted in the sky. Can you believe that's just a glimpse of how our first parents, Adam and Eve, looked at one another? They were awestruck with beauty. Adam saw Eve as a person to love, not an object to use. Eve saw Adam as a gift to receive, not to take. Pope John Paul II called this the peace of the interior gaze, absolute trust. Because of original sin, we can't experience the same exact shock and awe, but we can rediscover the loving gaze that Christ has for us through the lens of the theology of the body. I'm Clarissa Chichioko for Creative Catholic Works. For more on the theology of the body, you can find us at creativecatholicworks.org.
And we are awakening love, we're awakening generosity today, we're awakening a faith and hope because it is the Spring Spirit Drive here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, so delighted to be here again for day two, March 17th. Today's St. Patrick's Day, so happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you. And we're just celebrating Catholic radio and the many, many benefits that Catholic radio is playing in our lives. We're hearing personal testimonies of that. And it's just exciting to hear people from all over the diocese and beyond at times sharing what Catholic radio means to them and supporting them by calling 614-459-4820. Some of them are donating on their computer, stgabrielradio.com. And there's always all different ways that you can give. We're looking for leadership gifts of $1,000 or more. I've seen some of those come in today. Those are really exciting. Sustaining memberships. This is a really important way of giving to support this radio station. For $20 a month, and that's not very much, $20 a month, you can become a sustaining member, and it's just that ongoing support the station really, really needs. And you don't have to think about it. You set it up in place, and it's done. It works for you, and you don't have to think about it. So that's a great way. Maybe you are a sustaining member. You want to increase that membership. That would be a wonderful thing to do today. We're getting a lot of one-time gifts, and any gift you can give us today is important. This is Lent. This is the season for almsgiving. I know we all tithe. We support our parishes and sometimes like Bishop Annual Peals and all that. A lot of good causes for us Catholics to give to, but Catholic radio really needs to be on the radar because it is doing such important work in the field of evangelization, and we're all called to be missionary, and this is one way how we can do that. If you're a business owner, maybe consider becoming a business member. $60 a month, you get 100 mentions per year, so that's really a great way to promote your business and promote the good programming you hear on Catholic radio. And remember that all callers, all donors during the Spring Spirit Drive will be eligible to win 4 VIP package and seats for the Rescue Project Live with Father John Ricardo. It's an experience that will take place in Columbus at the Ohio Expo Center June 18th and 19th. So Father John Ricardo, the beloved priest, we all love him. We all love his show, Christ is the Answer, at 7 a.m. Monday through Fridays. He is coming to Columbus this June, so you'll definitely want to mark your calendar. And if you are a current, new, or someone who is increasing your sustaining membership, you all are invited to stop by the station through April, and we have a little book to give you. It's not so little. It's really nice. It's a hardcover prayer book called The Bible Rosary, The Life of Jesus, and that is our gift, our way of saying thank you for supporting us, as always, for the Spring Spirit Drive, 614-459-4820, or stgabrielradio.com. Each half hour, I'm joined by a guest. This Spirit Drive, we're doing something a little bit different. We're really showcasing a lot of our lay ministers throughout the diocese to find out what kind of work they're doing at the parish level. Some of them have been at the diocesan level, inspired by the Holy Spirit. My guest this half hour is Debbie Cresilius, and I'm going to make sure I pronounce her name. I'll check with her. She's from St. Mary's in Delaware. Debbie, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Elizabeth. I'm so happy to be with you today. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy top of the afternoon to you. And how did I do on your name?
Perfect. Chrysilius. Yes.
Chrysilius. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's not too bad. It's like Ficicelli. It's got a couple of vowels in there. So, Debbie, before we get any further, can you lead us in a prayer today?
Absolutely. I would love to. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you, Lord, for St. Gabriel Radio and all who work to keep the station going. Thank you for the listeners. We pray that the time they spend with us will bring them closer to you. Help us to remember, Lord, that no matter what today brings, good or bad, you are at our side, holding our hand and guiding us along the way. Please give us the strength and courage to do what is right. Let your light shine through us, so we can share in each other's joys and lighten each other's burdens. Through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, please bring peace to Ukraine and all the world. And we ask all of this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Great prayer, Debbie. Thank you. And you're actually joining us at a pretty exciting moment in the Spirit Drive, because we are now moving toward a segment where we're doing matching gifts from this time, 3:30 to 5 o'clock. Those are my next shifts. Anyone who calls in at 614-459-4820, their gift is going to be matched dollar for dollar, and that is courtesy of an anonymous giver from St. Brendan over in Hilliard. So this person has stepped forward and said, I pledge to match any giving that's going to happen between 3:30 and 5. So we don't want to leave money on the table, right? This is such an opportunity to double the giving. We're multiplying the loaves and the fishes here. So your gift is going to be doubled right now if you call 614-459-4820. So that's always an exciting time. And I want to recognize a gift that came in over the break. I want to say thank you to Mary Ellen from St. Augustine, and that's in Waynesville. And she has given a gift. She says she loves Call to Communion and Dr. Ray Guarende. Of course, the doctor is in. So those are great shows. So thank you, Mary Ellen, for your gift. And what we're also doing, Debbie, is for every seven gifts this afternoon, we're giving a gift card to one of our priests. So the last half hour, we're working with earning that for Father Bill Hahn, our vicar for vocations. So Mary Ellen's gift just made seven gifts. So Father Bill Hahn's going to get his gift card to Tim Hortons. And this half hour, we're going to continue now looking to give the same gift to Father Brett Garland, who is up there at St. Mary's in Delaware. So you can help Father Brett get his gift card, and you can double your gift now. We're doing this dollar-for-dollar match by calling 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. So, Debbie, you're a cradle Catholic, but you kind of drifted a little bit, made a reversion. Is that correct?
Yes, I was, St. Brendan actually is my childhood parish. So that's so exciting that they're the matching parish today. So I was a cradle Catholic, and I went to church at public schools. But as an adult, the children started hitting high school, I was starting to get asked questions, and I always kind of just took my faith for granted. I just trusted what I was taught. But when they asked me to explain things, I realized I couldn't answer questions as well as I had wanted to. So the first thing that happened, I took Father Gately's 33 Days to Morning Glory that was being offered at St. Brendan, or at St. Mary. Right. And I can remember this driving home on a winter. It was a winter night and a clear sky. And I had just first heard about Divine Mercy and St. Faustina and I Thirst. And as I was driving home, I looked up in the sky, and as bright and as big as you can imagine was the Big Dipper. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I had never thought about it. I'm like, God put it right there in the sky for us. He is thirsting for us all the time.
Oh, how beautiful.
And then just after that, just one thing after another, just things just kept happening. And it's just been a wonderful journey these past 8 or 10 years. So it's never too late.
And Debbie, I know that you know you're on fire because I know you're involved up there at the St. Mary Core team. I've spoken at one of your Advent candlelight dinners. I know you do that. You're in Respect Life, St. Vincent de Paul's. You're also involved in the women's conference. You're a parish captain. Talk a little bit about that.
Right. So I've been involved with the women's conference. This is maybe my fifth year, and I started out 2 years. I was our parish captain. And then I lost that job because we had a new director come in who wanted to do it, and my heart was just broken. I was crushed. But I reached out to the core team, and they say one door gets closed and another one gets opened. And I have been working on the core team for the past 3 or 4 years with registration. And that's an amazing group of women, and it's so wonderful to be able to work with women from different parishes who are all so involved and so on fire with their faith. And it's just an amazing conference. If people haven't had a chance to go, it's something you should try to attend for sure.
Yeah, it was really exciting to be there in person. We were covering it for the radio this year, and it's just one of the things that St. Gabriel does is to bring these live events, the Women's Conference, the Men's Conference, Sacred Heart Congress, all kinds of big events going on in the diocese, and we are often there broadcasting that to give it a chance for even a wider audience to participate. Yeah, but there's nothing like being there in person, so we really appreciate you participating in that as parish captain and working on now on that core team. What a great ministry that is. Debbie, would you like to send out a special invite or challenge while we're here on the Spring Spirit Drive? Why people should give to Catholic Radio?
Oh, sure. I'd like to encourage everyone from Delaware St. Mary for sure, and also from St. Brendan Parish. Any of the women who work on the core team or any of the women who have benefited from the women's conference or husbands who have had the opportunity to go to the men's conference, just please be as generous as you can. And Father Brett Garland, interesting, he is our chaplain for the women's conference. And then also I'm blessed to have him as our pastor now at St. Mary. And so we definitely want Father Garland to get his gift card. So please, everybody, sponsor during this half hour, and your money will be matched, which is a double bonus.
I know. I want to mention that again. This is a matching gift time right now. So this doesn't happen all the time. So I'm really excited that they're doing this during some of my time on air. And again, that's the courtesy of an anonymous donor at St. Brendan, who is saying, whatever's called in this half hour, I'm going to match you dollar for dollar. So do not let this opportunity pass you by right now. Pick up the phone, 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. Let's get the phones ringing and earn Father Brett Garland his gift card. And while people are doing that, Debbie, let's go over to our audio clip. This is from the show Every Knee Shall Bow, Michael Gormley and Dave Van Vickle. It's part of the 5 o'clock hour, thanks to Ascension Press podcast hours, Monday through Friday here on St. Gabriel, and it's called Facing the Reality of Sin.
I also think that there are some who understand sin, who admit it, kind of like what I mentioned, and have no understanding of how sin affects our eternal soul, right? Like that, yeah. That they don't really have a belief that anyone's going to keep them from anything. So why worry about sin? Yeah. It's just kind of like a known quantity. Like, well, that's just a problem in the world. Sin is there and there's nothing we can do about it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think a lot of it also goes to our lack of reality of what God has promised us in Christ Jesus. Like, what is the rewards of eternal life? What does it mean to follow Christ? What does it mean to inherit that which belongs to Christ because now we're in Christ, right? And I've said this a long time. We don't get mortal sin and its gravity because we don't get the promises of God.
Yeah.
Right. We don't understand. We become comfortable in our chains. And that's why the Exodus narrative is so important for Catholics to understand. Because, I mean, think about what I heard Anglican theologian N.T. Wright, right? He was talking about the very understanding, the self-understanding of Israel was we are a people born in captivity and Yahweh is our Redeemer.
Right.
So whenever you hear the word Redeemer, it is that he whom buys us out of slavery, frees us from captivity. So if you start with that understanding and then you apply it to our Christian walk, original sin makes so much sense. I am born into a life of servitude, slavery, and a state of disinheritance. That's original sin. I didn't commit it. It's not applied to me as an actual sin, but much I bear the consequences.
Right.
But the bondage is there. And so when we walk in that knowledge, right, when we understand that I'm a king or queen who has been dethroned and I went along with the dethronement, right?
Yeah.
So there are elements, and this is the funny thing. So if I'm a king or queen, I know I am destined for more. I am made for greatness. I'm made for more. But how that often gets manifested in a fallen heart is give me more, or I'm better than you. Yeah. Right. And it becomes this distortion where our native nobility becomes an excuse to be prideful and arrogant, which is the exact opposite of what's supposed to be, because we didn't crown ourselves. It was gift. It was gift. It was gift. We didn't earn it. We just received it. And that when we look at original sin, the disobedience at the very heart of Adam and Eve's transgression becomes that which Christ has to take into himself and transform with his absolute, complete, to the end obedience, yes, even death on a cross. That's why Hebrews says he learned, son though he was, he learned obedience through what he suffered. We talk about, like, when you read the lives of the saints, like I think it was Saint Teresa of Avila would say that when she'd pray the Our Father, she couldn't get past the word hour. Yeah. Sometimes, yeah, for like a whole, you know, an hour she would meditate on the word hour. For me, that scripture verse, son though he was, he learned obedience through what he suffered. Like, you take that and you combine it with the other famous obedience passage in Romans 5, Adam's disobedience, the you know, Christ's obedience, yeah, and you just marinate. You could marinate in that for the rest of your life. That is a weekend retreat, that phrase.
Yeah.
And so looking at sin as willful disobedience, willful rebellion, prodigal son selling, you know, Esau selling your birthright, Israel slaves born in captivity, like all of these analogies that come from the Old Testament take a razor sharp focus when we encounter Christ in the new.
Those were the voices of Michael Gormley and Dave Van Vickle from the program Every Knee Shall Bow. It's one of those podcasts you can catch during the 5 o'clock hour here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, Monday through Friday. And they were talking about the reality of sin. This is the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Spring Spirit Drive. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli. My guest this half hour is Debbie Crisilia. She comes to us from St. Mary's up in Delaware. And we are working together this half hour to earn a gift card for her pastor, Father Brett Garland, who's up there at St. Mary's in Delaware. And you can help that process. We always love our priests. We want to show them a little appreciation here. 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. I'd love to get a leadership gift of $1,000 or more this half hour. But let's get some more sustaining members too. That's a $20 a month gift. And or you can increase your existing membership if you are already a sustaining member. Or a gift of any size is always appreciated at 614-459-4820. You know, and Catholic Radio is a place where we get food for the journey. You know, this clip was talking about sin. We learn about sin and vices and virtues too, you know, important tools as we're progressing on our journey to be in a deeper relationship with Jesus and understand our faith better. And it's a faithful teaching that is always consistent with Scripture and Catechism. That's what you can count on. And someone had mentioned that on air today is just, you know what, when you turn on this radio station, you know you're going to get the truth. You know you're going to get something uplifting and hopeful. And we all need that right now, especially with what's going on in the state of the world. But Debbie, what struck you in particular about this clip, Facing the Reality of Sin?
Well, I think there's a lot in that short little clip. A lot of Catholic homework I can do for sure. But I think the idea of sin just being something that we don't think of the consequence of, you know, we agree, you know, that sin's bad, but don't understand just how it matters in this life or in the next. So I loved the term when he used, we're comfortable in our chains, because, yeah.
Oh, you there, Debbie?
Oh, Debbie, are you there?
Yep, that, yeah. Now we hear you. Go ahead. Sorry. Keep going. Yeah, comfortable in your chains. Go ahead. That was a great, great pickup that you did. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we're not, but, you know, we're living in this bondage until we understand the promises of God in Christ, and who wants to live that way? But until we realize that we have those heavy chains on us, it's the way we wander through our life. So...
So true. And that reminds me, that's kind of the message that Father John Ricardo is going to come in June to the Ohio Expo Center, to our diocese, and talk about that Rescue Project Live. You know, his message is, you know, God created us, but we fell into sin and we were captured, and he came to free us from that. That is the story, you know. And so he has a really great way to present that in his book, Rescue. So I'm really excited about him coming in June. And again, anyone who calls in this Spirit Drive, 614-459-4820, is going to be eligible for the chance to win 4 tickets to that Rescue Project Live on June 18th and 19th. It's a great reason to give. But, you know, and not only that, you can make a gift in honor of anybody. It could be your priest, your deacon. It could be a medical professional, someone in the military right now, a first responder, maybe a child who's fallen away from the faith. I think many of us can relate to that, or someone who's impacted your journey. So, you know, as you give, think creatively. We will announce it on air, a person, a cause, a ministry that you want to donate in honor of. What a great gift. And again, I mentioned this, but how about someone coming into the church? What a beautiful gift that would be, to let them know, hey, I made a gift in your name to support Catholic Radio. That would be really, really awesome. So, Debbie, what's some of your favorite Catholic programming that you do personally like to listen to?
Oh, well, I love the dynamic Catholic clips, the short little clips that they play. I love Catholic Answers. I love your show, Answering the Call. It's so interesting to hear about the priests and the deacons and religious in our area.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many. Father John Ricardo, I love. I've been enjoying listening to Lori Kroc and Emily Jaminet. They're both on the core team for the Women's Conference, so I love hearing them on the radio. I could listen to it. I'm in the car a lot, and so I listen to Catholic Radio a lot, and I like a lot of the shows.
So if I was your friend out there and I'm not, you know, particularly into my faith, and you start talking about Catholic Radio, and I'll be like, well, what's the big deal? What would you say to me to get me to maybe put that you know, dial on, whether it's 820 or AM 820 or 88.3 FM if you're down in Portsmouth? You know, what would you say to inspire me to just try listening?
So when I first started listening, a friend of mine told me she listened to it. And so what I did is I set 820 as one of my sets on my radio, and when my other station went to commercial or something, I would switch over to it. And now I don't take it off, and it's just such a great way to learn the faith. And in the busy, noisy world, you know, St. Gabriel is always providing a peaceful gospel message or something calming in the day. And it's just also a constant reminder to keep Jesus at the forefront of our day. When I get in the car and the radio comes on, it reminds me, you know, what I'm shooting for, you know, sainthood, and, you know, just keeping Jesus there in my mind. So,
go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. If you finish your sentence there.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, just, for example, the other day I heard, I love to pick up bits and pieces of what is said on the radio. And then, you know, as they said, Mary pondered things. So the other day somebody mentioned he inspires us in the silence. And there's just such little silence in the world that, you know, sometimes you just need to take that time to, you know, to remember Jesus and not be so busy. And the radio just is always giving me things like that to help keep my faith front and center.
Yes, and I just find it so uncanny that you might be kind of thinking, wrestling with a decision you have to make or whatever, and then you turn on Catholic Radio, and lo and behold, you know, there's some kind of nugget of wisdom that is just so relevant and so timely. You know, there's a lot of ways that you can evangelize with the faith, but Catholic Radio, the thing that I think is so amazing about it is it's such a personal medium. You know, it's this one-on-one, non-threatening environment you can be in. You could be in your car, like you say, Debbie, and driving to work or running your errands, and it's like you're just having this, you know, coffee with someone or sitting in their living room, and you're just listening in this very relaxed atmosphere, and it's safe, and you know, like I said earlier, that you're going to get the truth here, and I think leading people along their journey, bringing them into the faith or deeper in their faith, it's a gentle process, and you can't push it too hard sometimes. And I think Catholic radio, it has that gentle, alluring pull to it. And I think that's why we have such enthusiastic listenership. And speaking of enthusiastic listenership, we are on the Spring Spirit Drive. And 614-459-4820 is the number. You can call stgabrielradio.com. And, you know, really don't wait for other people to make these calls. You know, we really need your help. We need your support. It's day two of a three-day Spirit Drive. We have goals before us. We want to earn Father Brett Garland his gift card up at St. Mary's in Delaware. Debbie Cresilius and I are asking you right now to pray and say, Holy Spirit, what are you asking me? And maybe he's asking you to come out of your comfort zone a little bit. We've seen leadership gifts come in of $1,000 or more. People are stepping up and becoming sustaining members. It's just growing our family. It's awesome. Or they're increasing their sustaining membership. And again, one-time gifts. This is the place where we are building up the local body of Christ. This is a place where we are renewed. It's where people are having a change of heart, where marriages are being built up, you know, and the domestic church that we're all responsible for in our homes are being built up. But we cannot do it without your help. So again, 614-459-4820. And as we're rounding down the end of this half hour, Debbie, just one more time, what else can you say to help people just kind of cross that line and say, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to donate this time.
Well, if you've been listening for a long time, you see the value in the radio station, and we can always count on Catholic Solid Teaching, and it's just a blessing to have the station in Columbus, and we just please help keep it available because it's a resource for our community that we're very lucky to have. So hopefully everyone will step up and donate what they can, help spread the faith of the Catholic Church.
Okay, and remember, we have that matching gift between now and 5 p.m. So, Debbie, as we send you on your way, be sure to send out some texts and emails to remind people. You know, we are still giving and looking to get that gift card for Father Brett Garland this afternoon. So they can call 614-459-4820. Thank you so much for joining us this half hour. It's been fun getting to know you. God bless you, and you have a great St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you, Elizabeth. It was my pleasure.
God bless you. All right. So next up, we will have J.C. Dutille. J.C. Dutille is coming to us from Perry County, and we will be right back with the Spring Spirit Drive and your donations at 614-459-4820. I'll be right back.
What a blessing St. Gabriel has been in my life. I had a reversion to my faith 15 years ago. I didn't realize what a lukewarm Catholic I had been until I daily started listening to St. Gabriel. What a soul saver. Now I'm able to better evangelize because I know, love, and understand my Catholic faith better. And because of this, serve God with love. Please help us by donating during our Spirit Drive by simply going online to stgabrielradio.com or calling 614-459-4820. By helping us with the gift of any amount, you are helping us to evangelize others who may have been lukewarm like me. There are many souls out there that still need saved. So what's stopping you? Go to stgabrielradio.com or call 614-459-4820. Thanks, and have a joy-filled day.
Do you have a minute for lasting happiness? Living virtuously is the way to freedom, happiness, and holiness. To grow in virtue, we must learn about it, practice it, and persevere in it. This is what the saints have achieved with excellence. An excellent example of the virtue of courtesy is seen in St. Vincent de Paul. He lived courtesy heroically by showing respect for all people, regardless of their class or race. He recognized their dignity as children of God, even when this was difficult or unpopular. He served the poor and imprisoned with great devotion and practiced works of mercy. Let us ask St. Vincent de Paul to pray for us, that we too may grow in courtesy. Educate yourself in virtue. Learn more at educationinvirtue.com.
This is a Young Catholic Minute. What's wrong with girl watching? God made them pretty on purpose, right?
Yes, he definitely did, because he wants us to be attracted to them, attracted enough to love them, to to enter into marriage, and to give up our lives for them. But is that what girl watching is? Nope. You know what it is? Yep. Girl watching is a sure ticket to never really becoming a man. Real men love heroically, with commitment and sacrifice. And when they see true beauty, they serve it. They don't try to make it serve them. What if Aragorn in Lord of the Rings had gone chasing after that blonde girl? Or maybe just for a little while. No, Aragorn knew that even